So now we come in chapter 1 to the marriage of Hosea and Gomer, the harlot. Let's read this as we move along. Verse 1 again, the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now these were the kings in the south at this particular time. And in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, king in the north. Now you can't have them any worse than what we got here in the way of kings in the northern kingdom. Now we have the time given to us. Verse 2, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. This is the way that God approached the prophet, and it's a rather startling thing. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of harlotry, and children of harlotry, for the land hath committed great harlotry, departing from the Lord. Now, I highly recommend the Scofield Reference Bible. If you don't have one, you ought to get one. I still use the old one a great deal, but right now I have before me the new Scofield Reference, and I recommend it. Some people get the idea that those of us who use and recommend the Scofield Bible, that we feel like the notes are inspired. Now, just to show you that I don't believe they're inspired, I want to say I totally disagree with the first statement that you have here in the way of notes for this verse. And I'm reading the note. God did not command Hosea to take an immoral wife, but permitted him to carry out his desire to marry Gomer, warning him that she would be unfaithful and using the prophet's sad experience as a basis for the presentation of lessons about God's relation to Israel. Now, I consider this a very nice way to get God off of the hook. But you don't have to get him off the hook. He takes full responsibility for this. And the way I understand this is that the Lord said to Hosea, go. And my parents said that to me as a boy. Go someplace. Go to the store. Or go to school. I always interpreted that as a command. And I'm of the opinion that this is not just a permission, it's a command. Because this man Hosea, as we've said in the message that we've given, a young man there in the northern kingdom, probably in the Ephraim country, this beautiful girl that he met, he fell madly in love with her. And then she played the harlot, and naturally he wanted to put her aside. He wanted to marry her, but you wouldn't dare do it in a little town. And the Mosaic law said, stone her. What's he going to do? God says, go and marry her. And God's actually asking him to break the Mosaic law. Somebody says, well, that's terrible. Not when God says you to do it, friends. God said to him, Hosea, you are in love with her. Now you want to put her aside. I don't want you to put her aside. I want you to marry her. And he said that she's a wife of harlotry. She's played the harlot. And children of harlotry. Apparently there was a record in the family of that. Then he's going to make it clear to him at the beginning how he's going to use this in this prophet's life. He says, for the land, that is now the northern kingdom, hath committed great harlotry, departing from the Lord. Now, he's comparing that which is physical harlotry, or physical adultery, to that which is spiritual adultery, or spiritual harlotry. And that you'll find is applicable to the believer today. You can play fast and loose with God, and you're nothing in the world but a harlot, a spiritual harlot in his sight. That's exactly the language that he uses, and God uses pretty plain language. And I could wish today the pulpit was a little stronger than it is. We are trying to be very nice today, all of us are. And as a result, we're not really sometimes as strong as the Word of God.